The latest incident of radical Islamic terrorism in Brussels, which is added to the always increasing list that includes Paris, Madrid, Greece, of course, New York City, Washington, Shanksville, Pennsylvania, Fort Hood in Texas, San Bernardino, California, brings along with it apologists for the perpetrators who are rewarded with the invitation of open borders and some perverted idea of assimilation being the will of the few to overtake the heritage of the many, as we've seen in cities, for example, such as London. All that brought to my mind the lyrics of a song from back in 1968 that was a hit for Al Wilson. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it to you. However, the words convey a message that if ignored will result in the downfall of liberty, freedom, along with Christian and Jewish faiths. So on this Easter Sunday, I believe it's time to recognize that we need to rise up in all ways and battle those who do seek to eliminate. On her way to work one morning down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Oh well," she cried, "I'll take you and I'll take care of you." She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. As she hurried home from work that night, as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in by now, you might have died." Now she stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "I saved you," cried that woman, "and you've bitten me even. Why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Oh, shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. "You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in."